Good. So we're holding here in the second part, in the second chelik, which is actually a page long. I'm not sure how to divide and so on, but that's what it is. It's called Chinuch Katan. And it's on the Parashat Kriyas Shema, which is it'll get to around and about. It says Chanuch Lanar Al Pi Darko Gam Ki Yask Nirsa Mimenu. So it's telling you that you have to go with him and go with whatever fits him, which automatically means it's not the absolute truth, but it fits.
If it's right for him,
that
means it's not the absolute truth.
And
then
what?
What does it mean it's not the absolute truth?
So, if it's the marshal, let's say I tell a kid, learn and you'll get a candy. So, if learning, for instance, if the appropriate thing for learning is to, because of lishma, so then, and if I teach them, and if I can't teach them lishma, then there's no point over here. It doesn't have to tell me. Chanuch Lanar Al Pi Darko means, even though that's not exactly the way you would want to do it, but it fits him.
That means it's not a sheker.
It's not ideal. Maybe that's what it's not ideal. It's somewhere along the line, the implication is we're stretching something, pulling something, doing something, just to accommodate him, to make it easy for him. So he says. So then, what does it mean? Gam ki yaskin lo yosef mimenu. So when you want to go pedak, we say, okay, right now I'll learn because of candies, then I'll learn for prizes, and finally someday, like Rama says, I'll learn for good. What's the malach gam ki yaskin lo yosef mimenu? So, you know, I mean, in pshat is one or the other malach, but he's learning kilu that this mahalach of chaloch lenar pedako is necessary even for other things. Achini mudas says. It says, "Lasoyis Olavas Hashem." Where's the Lasoyis Olavas Hashem? Second question. No particular cash at this point. So he says, "Heinin Hu the Yeshnei Mina Avas Hashem." There are two types of Avas Hashem. Ha'achas he klois ha'nefesh b'tivol b'ira, kashet tisgav ha'nefesh asichus al choyme v'tashpilei v'tachnei v'tachteo. Azay tislay v'tislay v'shal heves olam eleo. V'togel v'tisam v'Hashem oisero, v'tisaneg al Hashem tainuk niflo. So there's one burst of ava, where a person's nefesh will go up and be mishalhev, and misaneg al Hashem tainuk niflo. V'azeich l'maylas ava rabbe zuim nikram tzadikim. Those who have this ava rabbe called tzadikim, k'chsiv simchu tzadikim v'Hashem. Al achloi kolodom zeich l'zeh. That's only in a very high neshama, but stimulating it and thinking and so on is shared to everyone. Hen gerach klal ku chayeinu mamish. Because adam oyev es nafshe v'chayev ken yevas Hashem kashe zboine v'yosem aliboy kashemu nafshe amites v'chayev mamish v'shkose b'zoya la posik nafshe v'sicha v'chulo. V'ein derach prat shekashe yovem v'yaskin v'adlusa shalmolof malcham lachem v'shproch v'derach pratis v'shuchol seis v'sichloi. Mashal So lemaisa, there are two types of ava. One is a more is the real ava, which is kol kuloi, just the synchronization with the mind of Shema, Kashrut Shema. And in this ava, where a person is spoiling and is aware of himself.
Makes it sound so
simple.
Easy.
Yes. Yes.
When you learn to just try him 1,000 times over, and you know.
Right, right. But at least it's piyade. In other words, I guess, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, who has it, is v'hine binyan ava zu ratzon Hashem shalom lita b'leiv kol Yisrael b'parshas v'ati Yisrael b'posik hein l'shem akecha shemayim rak v'sechah choshek v'chulu u'maltem v'shiv nefesh v'goyim v'ahavta v'goyim. L'chein siyim dvorav al ava zu ashalichim etzav eschem l'asoy so she ava asuya b'lev ad yabina v'adas b'dvorav ma'erim z'ava v'al zed siva kvar t'chila. So the mitzava lasois is obviously going in this ava, where it's possible that a person induces himself that ava. Vihine al ava zoshen shav losh mitzav itzivit and losum libri v'dayt v'dor marim zava. Ava ava shen she shal heves oil meleo lo shayach losh tzivu mitzav klal. V'loi oid Elo shehi mat nischar shal tzadik b'liter me'elam haba b'elam hazeh shaleh nema avodas matana etes kunaschem. In other words, this is sort of it's like the second half of kedusha, where something is milamala the mekadesh you, because Rambam gives you a taste of what it's like to be in a matzav where a person is always ayav Hashem. Achinu yedu liyoid in time of the krah ma'edchsev kesheva yibol tzadik v'kom. We know that a tzaddik falls many times before he rises. Ubefrat shalom nika mahalach v'loy emit. V'tzorch lelach mimadrega l'madrega v'lala madrega asla oilo. And a person is supposed to keep going. Ubein madrega l'madrega terem shegil madrega l'yenimenu ubchinas nefilo madrega shayna. So he says So he says, when you're going from one madriga to another madriga, there's a point, so to speak, where your foot's not on the ground, where there's a pchinas nefila. You haven't gotten to the second thing. It's like somebody who was learning Mishnayos very good, now learning Gemara, so he's past the Mishnayos, and he's no longer, his main learning is not Mishnayos, but in Gemara he still hasn't become proficient enough. So he's got a sort of a lapse of not there yet, but already past that.
A person. Why didn't feel on the Mishnayos, though? I hear this a lot.
Because it's not. The person doesn't have that. It's not as chis anymore. It's not as geshmak anymore. It doesn't see it anymore as being the driving force in himself.
That's not really seen up the Edson. It's more just psychological.
Well, in terms of in Klapi, this person, is this person getting out of this what he would have gotten out of that? The answer is.
That's not his madriga anymore, so then whatever he was doing there is no
right.
Longer
his. Ach ki yipo lo yutol ksib. Ve'ini nikra nefila elegabe madrigosa arishayna. Lo yagabe shakol chas v'sholom. Sha'af pikeichu lamalu kol b'avadosa, kin isha b'abchidas v'shim madrigas arishayna. But it's not as if he's completely, but b'chol ifin there's a lapse. And ach ikra mi'av v'sh nischanech v'hu v'min urav, b'term shegil v'riga tzadik, v'zeh shom agam ki yaskin. So what he's saying is that you need to fall back on a certain type of built-in ava, because as you go from madriga to madriga, there's going to be a pause between the two madrigas, and then you need to have that type of, the ava that you're mergled to.
So, Why is that madriga falling back? It's not emes lamito. What's the?
And he's saying there's a sort of a basic. It's a basic built-in app. You're going to need something that's built into you, like a person. You would like a person. Let's think of a much simpler mashal. You would like a person to do the mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, because he's now turned on and he's in the mechuzuman and the kaimitz essay and so on and so forth. But because there are lapses and moments when you don't have that gung ho, you want it to be built into you, so that you do it because it's built into you.
Even like you picture a kid, so he has a chinuch, and then the chinuch was done, like I was saying, in lulishmadik, that sense, whatever it is,
right,
the kid going. But whatever he was taught as a child, the amuna.
So I think it means, but not that.
Is there a time we can talk about the pushkas?
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to talk to you. Yeah. What till when are you here?
I'm leaving.
So okay. So give me a minute, okay? Let me. This is.